Mysterious-ish.
Contains graphic and explicit content. Listener discretion is advised.
Okay, so in other news,
yes,
O.J. Simpson is dead.
I'm so sorry. Yes,
no,
he
it's
is.
Okay.
O.J. Simpson is dead,
as fuck, dead as fuck. And now I can say on the record, he fucking killed Nicole Brown. He killed his wife, 1000%, without a doubt. He fucking did it. And also, fuck it. You. That's all I have to say about O.J. Simpson. I can't wait for the memes. The internet memes are going to be phenomenal.
Oh my God, yeah.
The podcasts, like all of the true crime podcasts, are going to be coming out with fucking episodes about his case, because now they can talk shit about him without having to worry about him suing them, because he fucking did that all the time. So nobody wanted to say shit about it. But now he's dead. And so what is he going to do? Sue you from beyond the grave?
Yeah. I mean, you never know.
He did it. I would actually not put it past him. Oh, dear. Okay. I would not put it past him to have someone at the ready to sue anyone talking shit.
Well, doesn't he have kids?
Does he? I don't think he does.
I think he did. Wait.
Does O.J. Simpson have kids? Oh, he does.
Fuck. Caitlin, cut that out. Cut that out.
Nah, I ain't scared. He has five children with two wives, two children with Nicole Brown, and three children with his first wife, Marguerite Whitley. So he has five. Holy shit, that's a lot of kids. Where are O.J. Simpson's kids now? 3 hours ago from people.com. As he's dying, People Magazine are just like shitting articles out. It's fine. Anyways. So that's what happened today. We are recording this on the day of OJ's death announcement. I don't know if he actually died today, but it's fine. Either way, he's gone, and he did it. So
yeah,
fuck him.
Fuck him.
All right. Shall we talk about cults instead of OJ Simpson?
Yes.
Okay. So today I wanted to do another cult that I have never heard of. And when I picked this one... When I picked this one, I really thought that I had never heard of it.
Oh, no.
Well, it turns out that when I went to find a podcast about it to, like, see what I was getting myself into, it turns out that Morbid has covered it.
Oh.
And I have obviously listened to Morbid. Mm-hmm. So I have heard of this cult, apparently, but... I do not remember a single fucking thing about it, so it's basically new.
Oh, yeah, basically it's new, yeah.
I was, like, listening to the episode, and I was like, I don't remember this. I don't remember this. This is unfamiliar. I have no fucking idea what's happening. So it's basically new.
Yeah, that's fine.
So today, we are going to be discussing the Divine Order of the Royal Arms of the Great 11.
That is the longest name ever.
Mm-hmm. One more time. The Divine Order of the Royal Arms of the Great 11. Eventually, they shorten it to the Great 11. And then it's also known colloquially as the Blackburn Cult. And so that's what it will be titled. Because I'm not typing the Divine Order of the Royal Arms of the Great 11 in the title bar. No, I'm good. That's okay. Okay, so are you ready?
I am ready. I've never heard of this, so...
Me neither, except apparently I did. Except apparently I didn't. So it's fine. Here we go. So we're going to hop in the way, way back machine and go to the 1920s.
Wow.
And we begin. Oh, we're in California.
Oh, okay.
So we begin with a woman named May Otis Blackburn. Her maiden name, like her name at birth was not Blackburn. She got that from a third husband.
Oh, okay.
But I could not find anywhere what her maiden name was, like what she was born with. So we're just going to call her May Otis Blackburn, okay?
Okay.
So she does have a daughter named Ruth. I think it's Wyland, but it could be Wheeland. I'm not sure. And this, her daughter came from her first husband who kind of just disappeared.
Oh.
No one knows what happened to him.
Oh, that's weird.
May claims that he went off to, like, war, but no one actually knows. Interesting.
Okay.
So in 1922, these two women, May Otis Blackburn and her daughter, Ruth Wheeland, I think I'm just going to call her Wheeland. I think that's wrong, but I don't know, Ruth. So in 1922, these two women began to claim that the angels, Gabriel and Michael, you know them?
Yep.
Yep. I don't. Gabriel and Michael came to them and said that they, May and Ruth, were the, quote, two witnesses described in the book of Revelation, chapter 11, verse 3. The angels also told them that they had to write a book of, quote, divine knowledge and revelation. Yeah.
Okay.
Basically, this book was supposed to be the catalyst for the apocalypse. And that when this book was published, the seventh seal would be broken in heaven. I'm not entirely sure why they wanted to write it, if it was going to be the beginning of the end of the world. But right. Okay.
No.
This is fine. It's fine. So I found this sentence in an LA Times article from 1999, and it just made me laugh. So here it is. Quote, the alleged angels allegedly told the alleged prophets to close their doors on the world for more than 3 years and to write a book about the, quote, sixth sense.
Allegedly, and all
of,
right?
Yeah, allegedly. So all of the allegedlies in that statement just, like, shows the tone of the article, and it made me laugh so hard when I was reading it. I was like, I have to say this because it's hilarious. So the book that they were supposed to write was initially, fuck me.
God bless.
The book initially? Was initially supposed to be titled The Seventh Trumpet of Gabriel, but it was eventually changed to The Great Sixth Seal. I have no idea what the fuck these seals are. I didn't read the Bible, nor do I care to. And I also never really went to church, so I don't know what these seals are. And also, the book of Revelation scares the fuck out of me. That is all.
That is all.
So it was also, the book was also supposed to include, quote, lost measurements for a fucking treasure.
Oh.
What the fuck do measurements have to do with anything? Instructions? Map? Nope. Measurements. Okay. Whatever you say. The treasure was supposedly hidden oil deposits, but it was also, like, things that you typically think of as treasure, like the gold coins and the jewels and the, you know, stereotypical treasure.
Mm-hmm.
So after the angels allegedly appeared to May and Ruth, May created a group called the Divine Order of the Royal Arms of the Great 11.
Okay.
11 being in reference to the 11 queens that would rule Olive Hill in Hollywood after the apocalypse.
Oh, okay.
Babe, I don't think there's going to be a Hollywood after the apocalypse.
Nah, Hollywood's still going to be standing.
Okay.
They're going to save just that one part.
I fucking guess so. Jesus, what? Okay, if anywhere on this planet needs to be destroyed because it's so corrupt and, like, fucked up, it's Hollywood, California.
That, Caitlin, that's exactly why they're going to keep it.
That's the first fucking place that God is going to smite. What? Anyways, so with the formation of her very long-winded group, she named herself, May, named herself High Priestess.
Oh, okay.
And Ruth was named the queen.
The queen.
Of course, with the knowledge of these, quote, lost measurements for riches, certain people would be interested. Not only that, but some people who truly believed that these women would bring about the apocalypse were interested. Like we've said before, cult leaders are charismatic as fuck. Mm-hmm. And May Otis Blackburn was no different. Anyways, after hearing about the potential for huge profit in the form of treasure and oil deposits, Clifford Dabney, who was the nephew of an oil magnate named Joseph B. Dabney, Cliff, he wanted a piece of that sweet, sweet pie.
Ooh.
So now there are some varying reports here, but some say that he gave $40,000 and others say $50,000. But either way, he gave Clifford Dabney gave May and Ruth a large sum of money in return for getting the, quote, lost measurements before their book was published, you see. So he would be the first one to get these measurements, first one to get the treasure.
I see.
So he paid $40,000 to $50,000 of that. This also included a, quote, donation of 164 acres of land in Simi Valley, California. So by this point, May Otis was married to a man named Ward Sitton Blackburn. First name Ward, W-A-R-D. Middle name Sitton, S-I-T-T-O-N. Last name Blackburn.
I don't like it.
It was the 20s. I mean, what the fuck?
Warden.
Yeah, literally.
Warden.
So this is where this is where they get the nickname, the Blackburn Cult. So the leading couple of the cult had cult members building cabins on the property that Clifford Dabney had donated. They also built a temple complete with a throne that resembled a lion. And despite what you may think, this throne was not for May or Ward or even Ruth, who is, you know, the queen. This throne was reserved for Jesus Christ himself.
Wow.
When he returned.
Okay. Well, that's good. He needs a good seat.
The members of the cult were told to work at a nearby tomato packing plant and were expected to give all of their money to the Blackburns. Of course, classic. So after working all day, their members would wear their little cult robes and go do some culty-ass rituals.
Oh, weird. Of course, the robes.
Oh, yeah. But sometimes the robes were let drop.
What?
Some of these rituals included acts like dancing naked.
Oh, okay.
And here we get a big old fucking trigger warning for specifically animal cruelty. Erica, I'm so sorry.
No, Caitlin.
Okay, this part's not that bad, but it will get worse.
Okay.
But it'll be worse for me than it is for you, I promise. So some of the rituals included dancing naked, while others included sacrificing mules.
They didn't do nothing.
No, they fucking didn't. So now we're going to get into the really fucked up stuff. And we're going to start with a woman named Florence Turner, who was just 30 years old. Florence was paralyzed, and I'm not sure how much of her body was paralyzed, though. Like, I'm not sure if she was paraplegic or quadriplegic, or if, like, one leg was like, I don't know her situation. Right. So here's a trigger warning for human cruelty.
No.
So Florence was placed inside of a brick oven.
No.
Quote, under a netting which supported hot bricks. Supposedly, she was kept in the oven for intervals of time for over the next 2 days. And after, like, 2 days after this, quote, treatment stopped, Florence died.
Yeah.
Because she was fucking baked to death. And not like the good kind of baked.
No, definitely not.
She was arguably the worst kind of baked.
Mm-hmm.
You want to know what Ruth said that they were treating in Florence?
What? Like her mind or something?
No, it's worse. A blood malady.
What?
She was paralyzed. There was nothing wrong with her fucking blood. First of all, there was nothing wrong with her blood. She was paralyzed. She had right. paralysis. Okay? Mm-hmm. That's not a disease of the blood. It's not. Secondly, what the fuck is baking her gonna do to fix her blood, even if it was that? What?
They're crazy.
It gets worse. All right. I would like to leave also.
Let's just hop out of this episode real quick.
I like looked at the Wikipedia page for this cult, and it's a really short Wikipedia page, and I was like, oh, okay, this one should be relatively easy. And then I listened to the Morbid episode, and I like started reading through all these articles and shit, and I was like, this sucks. This is horrible. I don't want to do this anymore. Okay, so as I said, it gets worse. And for this paragraph, the animal cruelty returns. You have been warned. Erica, you're the only one that can't leave. Listeners, you may skip.
Wow.
So, on January 1st, 1925, a 16-year-old cult member named Willa Rhodes died of a severe tooth infection. May Otis attempted to console Willa's devastated parents by telling them that Willa could be resurrected once May's book was published, which, by the way, was in another 1,260 days.
What?
Mm-hmm. So May told Willa's parents that Willa could be resurrected in 1,260 days after May's book was published. So believing her, Mr. and Mrs. Rhodes attempted to preserve Willa's body. She was placed in a bathtub, sprinkled with salt and other spices to attempt to preserve her, and packed with ice. The Rhodes eventually moved away from the commune, like probably a year and a half later, and into a house in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And they took Willa's still preserved body and placed it in a metal coffin, packed her again with ice. And here's the animal cruelty. I am so, 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 so sorry. They also placed the sacrificed bodies of 7 puppies.
No.
Yeah. On Morbid, they said that the puppies were a gift from May Otis to Willa. And also that May Otis referred to Willa as a princess of the cult. And so I think she got some special treatment, which included these 7 puppies. Yeah, it's horrible. It's fucking horrible. That's it for the animal cruelty. Sorry, brain.
Okay.
But we're still not done. This one is not as bad as preserving a 16-year-old's body and sacrificing puppies. But it's still pretty fucking bad. So there was a man named Samuel Rizzio, and he was married to Ruth for a minute. Well, apparently he hit Ruth, which is not cool.
Right.
But I read that Ruth forgave him and told him that he had to do a ritual to cleanse himself. Well, I'm pretty sure that ritual was just murder because he was literally never seen again.
No.
Yeah, he's gone. Nobody ever saw him ever again.
Oh my.
So those are all the horrible fucking things they did. And now we're going to talk about the downfall of these horrific women. So the time frame for the book to be published came and went. No book.
Okay. Oh, okay, no book.
There was no book. They had never been, I don't know if they were writing it, but they had never intended on publishing it. So do you remember the guy who gave them $40,000 and 164 acres of land in return for the lost measurements?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, he was pissed now.
Okay.
He accused May Otis Blackburn of defrauding him because she fucking did.
Mm-hmm.
Which led to an investigation by the district attorney in California. And this investigation showed that May Otis Blackburn had actually defrauded the entirety of her followers for more than $200,000 between 1922 and 1929. Let's do some time money converter.
Oh my God.
Okay. So $200,000 in 1922 is the equivalent, you're going to shit your pants, is the equivalent of $3,718,238.
God damn.
That is like, first of all, oh my God, the cumulative rate of inflation there is 1,759%.
Jesus.
What the fuck? That's insane. Okay, so she basically defrauded her followers for like $3.7 million. It's fine. Totally chill.
Yeah, it's cool.
So,
just got that in my back pocket, you know.
Yeah, fact. So May Otis Blackburn was convicted on 8 of 15 counts of grand theft in 1930, but was out on bail while she waited on appeals. So in 1931, literally the next year, first of all, okay, no, back up. You don't get to be on bail while you're waiting for appeals. You file your appeals while you're incarcerated. Man, the 1920s were wild. This isn't even, the 1930s were wild. Who the fuck knows what's going on here?
It's fine.
So in 1931, the California Supreme Court overturned her conviction, stating that there was no way to prove that she didn't genuinely believe in what she was telling her followers.
Okay.
So she got off on a religious technicality, which I'm sorry, but if they had anything to charge like Jim Jones with, he would, like, you couldn't say, oh, he genuinely believed it, and he would get off of those charges. That's not how that fucking works. She still defrauded them. Whatever. There are people who sue for like false advertising and get it and like win. I just don't, that just, it's just really stupid to me. Whatever. She got off on her fucking religious technicality. But she did end up publishing a book, not the book, but a book called The Origin of God in 1936. And then she disappeared from the public.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. She died in Los Angeles in 1951. And soon after the collapse of the group, cult, Ruth also disappeared from the public view, and she died in 1978. The only thing that I could find about what happened to the cult, like, after her conviction was one sentence from the LA Times article. Quote, "The Great 11 cult reportedly decamped for Lake Tahoe and was not heard from again."
Huh.
I have no fucking idea how accurate that is at all. I have no idea. I couldn't find, this cult honestly has so little information about like the beginning that like I have no, and the end, like I have no idea. None. But yeah, that's the Blackburn cult.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I didn't intend on the animal cruelty, but I had already started writing the damn case. And then I was like, I'm too far in. I'm just going to have to give a trigger warning and keep going.
Right. Yep.
So I'm so sorry for that. But yeah, that's May Otis Blackburn and her daughter. I almost said her wife.
Nope.
Her daughter.
Not back then.
Yeah. Yikes.
Big yikes.
Yeah. Sorry.
Wow. Thank you for telling me about that.
Yeah, you're so welcome. I hope that you are able to sleep after that one, because goddamn.
No. I'll think about it.
The fucking oven thing? Fuck no.
No, dude, that's...
I am so, so out of that. I can't.
Mm-mm.
Just to think of like the... No, I don't even want to think
about
it.
No,
don't
even.
I don't even want to think about it. Never mind.
Nope.
I'm good.
Mm-mm.
I'm all good.
Nope.
Anyways, so I don't know how to transition out of that shit show that was that cult, so I'm just going to go.
I'm just going to dip on out, okay?
I'm just going to leave you with that horrific disaster. I'm so sorry. It's only going to get worse from here, guys. Like, it's only going to get worse. You think that was bad? Wait till we get to People's Temple. You just fucking wait. Wait till we talk about Mr. Jim Jones.
No.
Okay. All right, listeners. We will talk to you guys next week. Bye.
Goodbye forever.
Thank you for listening to Mysterious-ish. All episodes are available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast directory. Follow us on social media at Mysterious-ish Pod. If you have topic suggestions, questions, or stories to share, you can email us at mysteriousishpod@gmail.com or visit our website at mysteriousishpod.com. Make sure to come back next week for another discussion about the mysteries of the universe.